This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Give me a mic. I got a mic.
Gotcha.
I'm in. I can speak.
I forgot you were on two and not
I
two.
I can be heard. Yeah. Life is much buenoer now.
Sorry.
That's a word, right? Buenoer? That's definitely a word.
Sure.
Oh, man. Wow. Welcome. Welcome to Reinvention Radio.
Yeah, here we are.
You ever see that Saturday Night Live skit with the two women and the sweaty balls? You ever,
what?
No, you know what I'm talking about. Fizz knows what I'm talking about. Fizz is in the house today. Let's just do it like that. You've got to check out that Saturday Night Live skit. It's great.
Okay.
You haven't seen that one?
No.
Oh, my God. All right. Yeah, that's worth checking out. So there was Sweaty Balls, which was, what's the brothers?
Is that Martin
Alec
Short?
That's Alec Baldwin.
Oh.
Right? Okay. Yeah, that's the Alec Baldwin. And they've had some classic ones. Anyway, I was thinking about it because as I was sitting here not hearing myself and we were just talking like really quietly, that came to mind.
Yeah,
you know how my mind works.
Yes,
yeah,
I do.
And it doesn't work
squirrel.
Well. So, squirrel, exactly. So what a week. I got to tell you, I much prefer July over June and May here in the San Diego area.
Because of sunshine?
You think?
Oh, you're one of those complainers.
I am a complainer. I got to tell you, I moved here so there would be sunshine. And then for like 10 weeks, I wanted to commit suicide. So that's why I left Chicago, so that I wouldn't commit suicide. So here's
move
the deal.
Move inland. Go way east and you won't have any
Well, that's
problems.
The thing. And then it's only like 130 every day.
Exactly.
So that doesn't quite
and
work.
No air.
And no air. Right? Exactly. So, wow. So what a week. Awesome week. And
what happened?
All sorts of interesting things. But first and foremost, are you going to go check out the ponies? Are you going to go bet on the ponies?
I think I'll do that. I do it like once.
You'll do that once.
Yeah.
All right. So, Fizz, do you gamble? Fizz is in the house. By the way, hi, Fizz. How are you?
Hey, good.
And you have no last name. You're just like Cher, right? Like
exactly.
Madonna. Just...
Yeah, more like Bono.
Bono. Okay. Yeah.
Not like Cher.
Depends on the evening.
Yeah. I don't have a secret identity where I dress up like a woman. So, no, it's more like Bono.
Okay. Well, fair enough. And actually, that's, you are good. You are like right here with me, man, because that's exactly what I wanted to talk about today is how you dress up like a woman. But more specifically, this whole Caitlyn Jenner thing.
Okay,
I
totally missed that last night. I had no idea what was going on. I heard about
it. Well, Bruce missed it for the first 62 years of his life. So, you know, he's just catching up also. But, yeah, I got to tell you, I mean, there was a lot of flack about Caitlyn. Call me Caitlyn,
yeah.
Right? There was a lot of flack about her. Do we call him? See, that's what I don't know. Do we call
we call him her now.
All right, here's where I draw the line. If you've got a dick still, you are still a him. Because look at it. If you're going to go to the bathroom, you got to choose a sign. You choose the sign based on your private parts.
I think it goes deeper than that.
Because I know in Brazil, they actually have a third bathroom. They like literally have a third bathroom.
They're starting to do that in high school.
You are who you believe you are.
You are who you believe you are.
And it's deeper. It's deeper than the physical.
Yeah.
And that transformation that she's made. But sometimes I say I just posted about her today.
So what's your take on that? Arthur Ashe Award, yes or no?
Yes. Yes. I'm all for it. I actually saw that posting and I got a little emotional about it because I remember Bruce Jenner my whole life as
the 70s, 76?
70s. I mean, he was
76
the biggest star in the world.
For sure.
Wheaties.
By the way, in hindsight, like, I think that's what sort of motivated me to wear the shortest shorts I could find because, you know, that one picture of like the balls going left and right as he's running towards the finish line, like, bloom, bloom, bloom. And then the NBA followed suit. And maybe that explains a little bit of my, you know, tendencies. You know, it's kind of like we're on the scale of like 1 to 10, like completely homosexual and like completely heterosexual. And like, you know, I think most of us are kind of like somewhere in between, you know, we kind of lean one way or the other. But for that period of time with the short shorts, I was definitely leaning more towards the home. I gotta admit, I mean, just if you're not, look, if you're, check it out. And am I the only one who does this, by the way? Because speaking of like sports for a second here, how on earth do these guys play football without a cup on? That's the one thing I don't understand.
Why am I in this conversation?
You are
with
totally
you?
In this conversation.
Why?
I mean, that's what, and I'm telling you, that's I think that's what got Bruce Jenner to turn the corner, is just watching football every Sunday. He was like, I can't do this anymore. But did you ever play football?
Yeah.
Like, tackle football?
No. I mean, I did, and then I hurt my thumb. And
you're
I'm
a
like,
lover. You're
I
a lover, not
I can't do
a
that.
Fighter.
I've got to play my instrument. By the way, my
you
mic...
You have a hang nail, and you couldn't play. You're like, oh, no, this isn't going to work for my career.
Is my mic distorting? It sounds like it is.
You know, we've probably got everybody just a little bit loud right now.
Let me take you down a little.
Yeah, we just want to make sure everybody can hear us.
I'll put mine up and yours down.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love the sport, but I've tried to tackle and I hurt my hand. I'm like, I can't do that because music comes first and foremost.
All right, so this whole Caitlyn Jenner thing. I mean, you know, again, I get it. People are going to line up on either sides of this thing. And first and foremost, we're live, by the way. Hello, Periscope viewers. Hello, Twitter world.
Yay.
And all of that. So thank God for technology. If you want to join in on the conversation, I'd love to have you here. 866-977-2346. And the studio number is number one. So 866-977-2346 and hit number one. And so what I'm trying to figure out here, though, is, I mean, this has got to be the hardest thing this man or woman has ever done in,
right.
I don't even want to call it, like, that's wrong to call it it, like its life. But I can't get my arms around calling Bruce her.
I struggle with it too.
I'm gonna get over that. But
she's 66 years old.
See, there you go.
And
66.
She looks amazing.
Well, actually, it's pretty funny. Did
but
you
then
hear
her mouth? She opens her mouth and. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, exactly. I will kill you. No, that's not what you want to hear from a pretty woman. But did you hear any of the
sound bites on the news?
Sound bites. She was pretty funny. You know, I mean, for a pretty serious subject, and you know, getting in front, and that's got to be like. If you're an athlete, and I mean like an elite athlete, even though it was, 40 years ago now? God, that's scary.
Yeah.
Even though it was 40 years ago, to get up on stage in front of thousands of professional athletes, you know, and as a man who won the decathlon of all things, which is like pretty much they say that is the, you know, that's the pinnacle of sport to be able to win the decathlon.
Right.
But to then get in front of these really high profile, talented, athletic people and basically say, I'm now a woman, that had to be incredibly difficult, let alone doing it in front of your family, but doing it in front of all of your fellow athletes.
Yeah, but I think he's been thinking about this for so long that to him it's like it's about time.
It's harder not to be yourself. It's harder to deny who you truly are. And the pain, you know, for people that are hiding or afraid of what society's going to think or do, the pain gets so intense that eventually they're either brave enough where they step out and they just shine their light as they are, or they go in the other direction. So I'm very grateful that he went in the right direction, which is being true to your soul.
Yeah.
And that's ultimately what we all are, souls.
Yeah.
So a lot of people get caught up in the surface of things, but on a deeper level, she is who she is now.
Do think that the majority of people in the world do not realize that reality, that we are our soul.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
But.
And by the way, I'm thoroughly convinced when you die, everything just goes black. It's like, I was thinking about that the other day, because my wife is actually, she's a licensed funeral director in Illinois. They don't do those sort of things here. So she's a funeral arranger and a embalmer here in California.
They don't do like a funeral director?
It's such a sham. It's you don't even have to go to school to get. To get that designation here, which is kind of a mockery of the profession. But she does both back of house and front of house, and more recently she's been working back of house, which basically means, you know, taking care of the dead. And when you look at the body, which I've done once, like I went to visit her at work, and I'm not cut out for that. I mean, like, there are certain things that I know I'm not cut out for. That's one of those things I am not cut out for. And
it's a unique person.
Like, I went to go visit her at work, and the guy's like, oh yeah, sure, come on in, she's back here, blah blah blah. And I thought maybe she was just kind of hanging out like in a break room.
We
start like going through some doors and this that and the other, and I open up this door and I walk in, you know, I'm just kind of looking around, my head's kind of down or whatever, and I look up for a second and there's like 7 bodies on tables. I'm like, oh shit, no, I'll be over there, so just find me there. But the point only being, like, there is nothing there. Like, it is just, it's kind of a trip, really, when you come right down to it, because we are just, like, this, the soul, right, Fizz? I mean, what is it that makes us
let's,
us? That's let's what I'm say, trying to get my arms around.
Let me get clarity with you. You said that when we die, it's just black.
It goes black, for sure.
So, you know that for sure?
You know how I know that for sure? Because nobody can tell me otherwise. Because the people who say that they died and had these afterlife experiences, you didn't fucking die. So you can't tell me that you saw the light and
there
all this
happened.
There
are people that have died and had those experiences.
They didn't die. They were still
there.
There are people that have died.
Their body in
there. are people that have died and have come back. So that's number one.
But then
one.
They weren't really dead.
No, they really were dead.
So they were just passed out, like, for a while.
Again, you're you know, there's... Here's the deal, and we're gonna get into this today
because
you're very left brain, Steve. But
is that a good thing?
Yeah, it is, because it's always good when you're who you are. And
I'm
that's
still
the
so confused
line.
About that. Wait, left brain is the creative, or the right brain is the creative?
The right brain's creative. But here's the thing: you have creative.
Fuck, so I'm not creative.
No. Here's the thing: you definitely do have creative for sure.
I'm gonna cry.
You have both. But, you know, usually we lean towards more towards the left or the right.
It's like the homo and the hetero thing.
So I'm totally, like, way on the right creative side. And and it's a perfect example, which we'll get into, is our books. Your book is called What Is Your What? And I've looked at your book, and it's really amazing and really structured out.
Well, thank you. You're the one person who has.
No, dude, really. I was looking at this. Like, I have a book called Ignite the Rockstar Within, and basically it's both the same thing. It's what is your what? I'm just saying it.
Nice.
What's your soul purpose?
In a different way.
What are you here to do? You have certain gifts in this lifetime that are here for you. And so you're just doing it. You lay it out in a very systemized way.
Thank you. And we'll talk about more of that after the break. And you brought us a bag of goodies, Fizz, which is so cool here. So we're going to start digging into the bag of goodies and more with Fizz and Mary on Reinvention Radio right after this.
One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What Is Your What? Steve Ulcher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio with your host, Steve Ulcher.
See, if that doesn't make you want to pick up your guitar, I don't know what will, right? Is that not like one of the funkiest? That's got to be one of the funkiest, just like lay down tracks of all time. By the way, do you know that Lenny plays like all of his own instruments?
Yes.
That's unreal. Did
I
you
love
know that?
Lenny.
No.
No, you didn't know that.
Yes.
Mary's like, who's Lenny?
You know
who Lenny is. By the way, Lenny's coming to Chicago, and I've seen him every time he's coming to Chicago, so I'm going to have to go back in September.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so anyway, we digress. All right, so we were talking about the soul.
What's new?
Because, and hello again, Periscope. How are you? Welcome, everybody. Yay, live on Periscope.
So,
I still don't really understand that whole thing, by the way. Like, there's only like, Rich was saying, like, there's only like 200 broadcasters or something like that on Periscope in total.
I don't
total.
Even think that many.
I don't even know what it is. Are you familiar with Periscope?
I just heard about it the other day.
I just plugged in my computer the other day. I was like, this thing is cool. What is this, right? And it's like, evidently there's a thing called the internet, and you can do like
Al Gore built it.
That, it's pretty cool, actually. So that's kind of how I feel about like Periscope. I was like, what the hell is this? Anyway, it's supposed to be pretty cool. I guess Twitter bought it, and we're live right now. So welcome. Welcome, everybody. Okay, sweet. So here's where we're at, and where we're at is talking about the soul. Mm. And of course, you know, when we're talking about music, we're really just talking about the soul anyway, because isn't that just kind of what music is? It's just the soul screaming at you?
Hopefully,
right?
If they're doing it right.
Don't you think that, I contend that musicians, singer-songwriters, artists of any sort, it's not a mental process. You get an inspiration from who you are, like you were saying, who you are internally, and there's no original message out there. It's the messenger that makes us able to connect with people who need to hear it that way. Like you were saying, what is your what is for a certain person, and your Ignite
that's
the Rockstar Within.
That's how many people have read the book, that certain
that
person.
One person.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
And
Fizz is the one
you
person.
Could
Thank
be saying somewhat the same thing he's saying,
yes.
You're just saying it in a way that other people resonate with.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
I'm,
the same with my book, Go With Your Gut.
Right. And I think the point is well taken. I mean, we're really just receptacles, right? And that's sort of the hetero homo kind of thing there. But no. Okay. So no, just playing. But look, I mean, the reality is that you've got these messages kind of flying around the universe. This is kind of how I look at it. And it's like we have these antennas and sometimes we receive those messages and do something with it. And other times I believe that if we don't do anything with the messages that we receive, I think it just kind of keeps floating around until somebody basically grabs it and says,
yeah.
I'm going to create a blanket with sleeves and now
yep.
you got the Snuggie. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Is that the butterfly? What's that theory?
The butterfly effect?
No, that's something that
the holographic universe. I speak about that a little bit in my book. And, I mean, thoughts are real things. And so when you think about things, it's being received out there.
Yeah. And yeah. And it's interesting, right, because before the break we were kind of talking about just various things. But one of the things that people ask me all the time, because I talk about reinvention, is, you know, what does it mean to reinvent yourself? And I talk, you know, from the standpoint of it's not about changing anything about you. It's just really about kind of shedding the shackles of all those personalities and outfits that we've thrown on over the years and getting back to the essence of who you truly are, which going full circle here now back to Caitlyn Jenner. I mean, I think that's really just kind of what's going on there is just really getting back to the essence of who she really is.
And I'm happy you just said that because
will you share that line with my wife, by the way?
I want to say this. When I, you know, I would look at Bruce Jenner and go, there's something, there's like, I could pick up the feminine energy there. When I was a kid, and I was like, there's something here, there's something more going on
here.
So
you knew it 40 years ago.
I knew when I was a boy, when I was a young boy looking at Bruce Jenner, that there was something more to Bruce Jenner.
Yeah.
And I
couldn't
quite.
How did the wives not know? You know what I mean?
And there's been more than one. So,
yeah.
Well, if you look at the wives, though, I mean, historically they've been pretty butch. So, I mean, I think that they just played
well,
the man. And
he's attracted to women. He is attracted to women.
Which I still don't quite understand. All right, let's get off of Bruce. All right, so let's talk about rock and roll.
Yeah.
All right, so rock and roll. Let's talk about music. And let's talk about the soul, right? Because ultimately, that's what I'm kind of thinking here is like we're really just kind of vehicles or I don't want to call it receptacles because that's just the wrong way to put it. But I think ultimately when we die, whatever this light is just that's within us that fires up all of these organs and thoughts and everything else, I think that just goes away.
No,
it doesn't go to anybody else.
I
don't believe in that reincarnation thing.
I think it becomes more, you become all soul instead of a little bit of soul in our body because we have enough soul in our body to exist, but we don't tap into all that it is.
So
does that make sense?
So rock and roll
I actually don't want to go down this road.
No. All right.
I don't, because you know what's going to happen? I'm going to get myself into trouble.
No, trouble's good.
I might scare people away.
No, I love it.
No, please.
Because
I mean, can your career get any lower? I mean, we're good here.
Okay.
You can't.
Okay. You ever do a numerology reading?
Yeah.
Any of you? Okay. Did it resonate with you? Did you have? Okay.
What, are you a 7 or a 4? Or a 3? Or is that Enneagram?
I did a numerology reading, and I'm not an expert in numerology, but it nailed me and my journey to the T, and I was just, like, blown away. And basically it said, you're a prophet in this lifetime, and you use the arts to share your message with others.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, blah, 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 here's your troubled spots. And the sole purpose, the spiritual journey is really important for me in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And there's different people, different lifetimes. You have different purposes. So I'm all about reincarnation. And I could tell you I've seen things that most people wouldn't believe. yoga master I've studied under, Yogaraj Gurunath, I've seen his past lives, and it wasn't no mind trick. It wasn't the illusionist. He can share his soul samadhi. And I've seen some.
Wait, like a motion picture, like literally
you could see his past lives, depending
cool.
who you are and where you're at in your soul journey. And he's super advanced.
So if you've listened to the show,
I can tell you through my experiences. We are souls, and it is a never-ending journey.
Yeah, and if you listen to the show before, you know that I'm all about natural substances. So whatever those natural substances are that you guys are hanging with when you're in that sort of viewing mode, I'm right there with you.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no substances, and we just can elevate on much higher levels than most people are aware of, and there's specific exercises. I'm not talking, what happens is most people think about religion when they think of spirituality and the soul, so there's a lot of bad energy there for people that are intellectually advanced, people mm-hmm. that are left brain thinkers like you. So it's very hard for left brain thinkers to even think of the idea of a soul because of a lot of this dogmatic stuff, which I understand.
Yeah.
I can understand that and observe that and say, yeah, I understand. There's really been a lot of misinformation there. But there really are, like Yogaraj Gurunath, he's part of the Hamsa lineage. We're talking way before any religion existed.
Mm-hmm.
Scientific methods that are designed to help elevate your consciousness. There's specific exercises to help you elevate to a much higher level of awareness.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about more.
We can get yeah. deep, but that's another show.
Exactly. So let's let's talk about sex with your boots on. I mean,
there we go.
I mean, that's like on my level. You're like way here, man. I'm like, I want to hear more about like sex with your boots on.
Well,
exactly.
That's why
right?
I mentioned
yeah, you
that
know where the show is going. But by the way, did you know I played drums for like 18 years and DJed for a while?
Yes.
So somewhere yeah. deep within that creative side still exists.
No, that's why I said you definitely have the creative side, and that's why I'm on the show. You are both, and you're a fascinating guy. And we had that conversation. We met at Ronnie Tsunami's event.
Yeah, that's right.
You showed me your Let Love Rule tattoo.
Word.
So I knew you
What's
were hip
about?
And cool.
Let Love Rule. That's the, well, it's a mantra, but it's also the, it's basically, you know, my saying, Lenny, you're the man kind of thing. And it's my ode to Lenny because that was the name of his first album and the name of his signature song.
By the way, I ran into Lenny Kravitz in New York City. Sorry to interrupt you.
That's okay. We do a lot of that here.
Yeah, I do that. I have to work on that. But I saw Lenny Kravitz trying to hitch a cab in New York City, and I totally connected with his song, Hey, Cab Driver.
Mr. Cab Driver. Yeah. Exactly. And you brought your guitar, so you're going to play some stuff for us as well,
yeah.
which is awesome. But what I want to know is just take us back a little bit for those that don't know you. So you've been a musician your whole life? Like, you've never had a day job?
No, I've had day jobs.
You have?
Oh, certainly.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. But I've known what my soul purpose is, what I'm here to do. At a very young age, I had a ritual that I would do, and I would play, normally I would play Beatles albums, and I would close my eyes, sit back in a rocket chair, and I would visualize while the music was playing, and I would picture myself being a rock star, but it was always associated with helping children and healing the world. So at a very young age, I knew what I was here to do, because the music was healing for me.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of turmoil in my family and growing up. So
yeah, and it's interesting, right? Because I do believe that very few things in life have the ability to take us out of our element and put us into sort of that special place, if you will, more so than music, either listening
yeah,
to
right.
it or certainly playing with it. I mean, there's no more yeah. spiritual experience than playing music. But even if you listen to someone that really just gets to, you know, the essence of who you are and is speaking directly to you, I mean, that's a religious experience.
You mean the songwriter?
Yes.
The songwriter, the singer, the performer.
Spiritual yeah. experience.
Yeah.
Well, it's a gift.
It could be a religious experience, but hopefully people are receiving a spiritual experience, not a religious one.
And by the
There's
way,
a
how,
big difference.
I'm both, though. I'm very religious in the Catholic faith.
Okay.
And there's a deep, deep spirituality in the Catholic faith. So I connect to what you're saying about spiritual existence and
just go to a gospel church and
well,
you see what I'm talking about.
I will tell you that, like, I was born into the Catholic faith, but I was never a Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And I left the Catholic religion at a very young age.
Yeah, you just didn't have the exposure. But
No. I went to Catholic school, and just between me and you,
yeah.
I had a conversation with the priest and let him know why I was leaving. And this could, again, be a whole other conversation, but there's a lot of misinformation in regards to that religion and other religions. And again, I don't want to go too far down that road.
Yeah.
But I was well aware that, I want to say,
before I even came here into this lifetime.
Nice. All right, well, look, we've got to take another break here. And,
I told you, we're going to get Fizz into trouble here.
No, it's all good, man. So we got to pay for the lights, you know, go to commercial here. And when we come back, I want to hear more about, you know, some of your rock and roll experiences, who you played with. And I also want to hear about how you were able to escape the Church of Scientology, man. Pretty impressive. So we'll be back with more Reinvention Radio right after this.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that is help so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio with your host, Steve Ulscher.
And it is Steve Ulscher along with Mary Goulet, and we've got Fizz. Fizz, it's like, I want to call you, like, Fizz something, but technically it's just Fizz. So, like, did you go down to, like, the courthouse and all that fun stuff and, like, literally just change your name legally to Fizz?
I just spiritually changed it to Fizz. Like, I got the message of, like, you will be Fizz.
What does Fizz mean, by the way?
It's Fizz.
Because when I think of Fizz, I think of, like, pop. Do you guys call
exactly.
it pop?
Exactly. Well, there
wait,
you go.
You I call play, it pop or soda or Coke?
Well, there you go.
Pop.
You thought of pop. So pop rock, that's what I play. There's Fizz TV, Fizz Wear clothing line, Fizz Enterprises, the Fizz
line.
Kids CD.
Are you wearing the Fizz clothing line stuff right
soon,
now?
Right
soon,
on.
Soon.
Yeah.
But it's just a very universal name with branding and to just bring my message to the world. And I just got the download. It used to be just a nickname, and then I kind of got the download, like, this is the name to use. I'm like, okay. I'm
all right, so first of all, we didn't do a really good job of introducing you, and of course, we're now halfway through the show. but for those who don't know you at all, like, what's sort of like the "Hey, I'm Fizz" kind of thing?
So
what does
I'd
that sound like?
Imagine John Lennon, Tony Robbins, and synergizing them together.
Ooh, sounds like a hetero and homo party.
Oh my lord! Well, no, it's
you
really
have
cool.
Fizz, the motivational rock star.
Yeah, that's what's very cool because you're taking your talent for being a singer-songwriter. Performer, and then going into the secular corporate or route and teaching people how to get their inner rock star on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm on the show, Reinvention. You know, it's like, think out of the box. And when I moved to California about 5 years ago, most people...
From
New York. When most people come to California and they're musicians, their whole plan is the whole traditional, I'm going to play Hollywood Boulevard and be a rock star. And my whole plan was to remove myself from the music industry completely and align myself with these motivational speakers.
Which is why you live in Irvine.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. There's a lot
Irvine?
Of... Well, it's Orange County. There's a lot of spiritual kind of stuff and
big time.
Yeah,
big time.
Really?
Tons.
But
all
I'm all over the place in California. I cruise all over, and it's funny here. People here don't travel. They get all worked up about traveling distance.
It's 45 minutes in traffic. All right, so let's do this before, because I know I'm going to forget this, because as we blow through everything. Well, first of all, you brought us a goodie bag, which we're totally going to go through.
Yes.
But here's what I know a lot of people are wondering. Like, take us through some of the rock star fun stuff that you've done. Like, a lot of people, I mean, the reason why we live vicariously through, you know, pop stars, rock stars, etc., is because supposedly they've got these really kick-ass, you know, kind of fun lives of doing this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
Give us one story. One story.
I want to say just my whole entire life, just being able to play music for a living.
And by the way, for those that can't see you, you're just wearing boots right now.
Oh, jeez. I'm intrigued about the clothing line. That's cool.
And if you have a question for Fizz, join us, 866-977-2346 and hit number one. This is a live radio show, 866-977-2346 and hit number one. All right, so take us through some of the rocks. Give us a good one.
Honestly, I'd say the highlight for me and my musical journey is the visions that I had when I was a little boy of using music to help children and heal the world, and then being highlighted on Channel 12 News Long Island for their show Making a Difference. And they made, you know, they have this show called Making a Difference on Channel 12 News, and they showed a whole segment of me with the children, physically challenged children, excuse me, at Common Road School. I get choked up. That means the most to me. As a matter of fact, yesterday I played for the children at MDA camp. So that is the greatest reward for me, is to play for the children, physically challenged children, and just bring the healing power of music to their lives, because they're such a gift for us. So I will say that was the highlight for me in my journey so far, and I'm looking to do that globally with Notes for Life. And I was just presented with an opportunity to have my own radio, my own TV show.
Nice.
So,
oh, really? Where?
Yeah. We're going to pitch it to the major networks.
Nice.
So I'm going to, my focus is to bring that to the world, the healing power to the world.
And when you perform for some of those kids, the signature song is I Believe I Can Fly, right? Is that, that's what you play? No? No.
You're such a knucklehead.
I hate him. Take him away. All right. So, just
open up that bag of goodies.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So we got a bag of goodies here. I got to reach in and I got to grab. And I'm afraid, I'm afraid I might actually get. Has this been disinfected, by the way, this bag?
It's
good, right?
You're good to go.
Hold on. That feels like, no, I don't want to
grab
describe
something
that
that's
one.
Hard.
All right.
Ooh, oh, no. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hello. Hello. All right. Sweet. So we've got, okay. Awesome. So we've got a copy of Ignite the Rockstar Within, which is Fizz's awesome book, which was voted America's number one motivational rock star. That's you.
That is me.
That is so cool. So we've got America's number one motivational rock star with us, which is awesome.
I just pulled it up on Amazon.
Nice. And when did that book come out?
That came out about 6 months ago.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
How's that one doing? People, Rena, you get feedback. People, what are they telling you?
They love the book. The people that have read it, they love it. And it's helped them.
Nice.
So,
all right. So,
and there's two of them. Yeah, because
that's awesome. So you brought us both a book because Mary was here, and that's so sweet.
This says
actually,
your name.
No, don't say actually anything. That's like just yes. I brought a book for Mary and for you. Exactly.
Oh, this is for Kelly. Kelly, you do not get it, Kelly.
I'm so sorry.
Here, just scratch out. Scratch out Kelly.
It's for me.
And just put Mary. Right. Exactly.
I know. It says Kelly.
That's it. No. Fizz meant Mary. He just his hand. He's got Tourette's of the hand.
Nobody knows I'm
so
here.
Like his hand just it's the Tourette's thing of the hand. He just writes random kinds of things.
Yeah, I'll just tell you what
we better move
now.
On to the next gift.
Okay, good.
Oh wait, more gifts in the
There's
bag.
More gifts.
Okay, this one feels wet. Did you just use this thing?
I'm hoping that you grabbed something hard in there.
Oh, hold on, I gotta reach. Is it to the left or to the right?
I don't know. Just it's.
Ooh yeah. Okay. It's I'm gonna guess this
it's
is
harder
probably,
than that. But that I want you to have.
Sweet.
Yeah.
We got all right. Sweet. We got Fizz. It is. That's awesome.
Yeah,
so we got
the
one
Fizz
for
CD.
Steve. And again, made out to Mary. That is awesome.
Yeah,
so
Kelly,
thank you for.
Yeah.
Because in I don't know if you know this, but actually in Ecuadorian, Kelly means Mary. So you're good. So you're good on that. All right.
So
you've got 11 songs on here. This
great
is it.
CD.
Hi, Take Me Back, Contagion. By the way, what font is this? This is like a crazy.
It's called Sinai, and I love that font.
That is an awesome
font.
And
I love the CD. Grammy Award winning producer, Bob Stander, produced it. I've got Paul McCartney's drummer from Wings, Steve Holly playing drums. So when you buy that CD, everyone, you're going to be listening to the same percussive instruments that the Beatles used on their albums, because Paul McCartney gave Steve Holly all the percussive instruments as a gift to him when he was playing in Wings. The same tambourine, shakers, and everything that you've heard on all those Beatle albums are on the Fizz CD.
Oh, wow.
So you must get the Fizz CD has been blessed. When he was using the tambourine and the shaker, I felt it was like a priest blessing my CD.
There you go. Just missing the incense.
Rock and roll is my
religion.
Does
this thing have a name? What's the name of this album?
There's it's called just the Fizz CD.
Just the Fizz CD.
Yes, yeah, Fizz.
You know, it's like, so that's going to be like,
F-I-Z.
Live with Fizz. All right, so you've got 11 songs on here. And just like Children, I know one of these is your favorite. So which one of these is your favorite?
I'll be honest, I really don't have a favorite. They're all very different.
All right, give us an acapella real quick. Then you're going to break out your guitar.
I don't like singing acapella.
Then bring out the guitar.
You
got the guitar.
Grab the guitar.
So grab the guitar, and you got to give us a little sample of something here. So you got the acoustic guitar, and let's see. Can we get the mic?
I'm not going to play a song from that CD.
You're not going to play a song. You're just going to make up a song on the spot, aren't you?
Is this picking me up, the guitar?
Yeah, totally. Totally,
it's not
completely.
Picking the guitar?
I'm going to lower that mic just a little bit for you, but you're good.
How about a newer song?
Mic 3? Let's put mic 3 on.
There you go. Yeah.
There you go.
Nice. Drop mic 3 on that one. There we go. Perfect. All right. So we got Fizz live in studio.
How about a newer song?
Okay. How about a newer song?
We wouldn't know.
Okay. Excellent. You know what? Exactly. We don't know when you created the. To us, Fizz, everything is new. Sweet.
On your life, what you're seeing, just realize it's a fictional dream. Stand back when you know that it's true. All the things you're doing are coming to you. There's no time for your false expectations. Realize there's a new revelation. We're here and you know where to find. Stand up, cause you know that it's time. Lift me up. And I won't let you down. You know we got one more chance. Well, you know we can make it. Realize something inside you is praying for all of the people around. We're saying now. We're saying now.
That is nice, man.
This movement of love, it's beginning to take root from the seeds that were planted by people we knew once before, who came here just to open the door. It's so good, cause you know we're believing one world, well you know we could see it. Stand up, well you know it's true. All the things we're doing are calling to you. You down, yeah, we got one more chance. Well, you know we can make it. Realize something inside you is praying for all of the people around. We're saying now, we're saying now, we're saying now. We're saying now.
That's a short version.
Wow, yeah, man. Wow, how good is that? Dude. And so is that going to be, that's, what's the name of that song?
That's called We're Saying Now.
Yeah, that is a beautiful song, man. And so, God, I had no idea. See, yeah. We've met a couple of times, and I've never had the privilege of actually hearing you perform, man. And that is just deep. And see, and then we talk about the soul. We talk about just the connection to whatever is driving us. I mean, you've clearly tapped into whatever that is in a really just amazing, unapologetic, this is who I am sort of way. And man, Mary, that is, I mean, if that doesn't kind of move you,
awesome.
Then you got to check your pulse, right?
No, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't wait
beautiful.
To hear what the CD. Thank you for
thank
giving
you.
It to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, thanks for bringing the CDs, right? All right, so here's what we're going to do. If you've got a song that you want Fizz to play for you, we're just going to put you on the spot. We're just going to do like Simon Says.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
We got more stuff in the good.
No, we got important stuff in that goodie bag.
All right, so we got one more segment. So we're going to come back after the break. I'm going to dig back into the bag.
Okay.
And then you've promised to end the show with my boy.
Yes.
So that's what we're going to do. All right, sweet. So we'll be back with Fizz, the motivational rock star, and Mary Goulet and myself, Steve Ulster, here on Reinvention Radio right after this.
Born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you are meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulster, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.
Thank you.
to Reinvention Radio with your host, Steve Ulscher.
All right, welcome back to Reinvention Radio. Man, that was amazing. Here with Fizz in studio along with the cousin of Robert Goulet, Mary Goulet. Did you know they were actually related? Like, it's for real.
No.
Yeah, it's true. So Mary actually has jeans somewhere in her closet that are musical. Are you wearing your musical jeans today, by the way?
I am, actually.
You are? Nice.
No, I used to be a songwriter, and I sang in a band.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was around musicians a lot.
From what I'm going to understand, you actually wrote the Macarena, right?
I did.
Thank you for that, because I cannot get, for 30 years, I can't get that fucking song out of my head. Boing, 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 Macarena. Can you do the Macarena? You can do the Macarena.
Don't start.
I got to work on that.
You got to work on that. Okay, sweet. All right, so I got to go back in the bag,
man. Yeah, there's something in there I really
want. How deep do I got to dig?
Is it for Kelly?
Grab the whole bag.
Grab the whole bag.
Grab the whole bag, put it on your lap.
So grab it by the bottom.
It should be a big thing, and fairly bigger than the stuff.
Grab it by the bottom and look for the big thing in there. Okay, hold on. Oh. That's not
it. You're the worst gift unwrapper.
I got it. I found it. Okay, sweet. I'm the worst gift unwrapper. Actually, I'm technically the worst gift giver, too.
Oh, dear.
Yes, my wife. At this point, we actually just celebrated. By the way, that's one of the things. We just celebrated 18 years.
Congratulations.
And
she's
so,
a saint.
Oh, that is awesome. It's like it's a picture frame. That is so cool. Hold on. Oh, there's something on the backside. Oh, get out of here, man. No, get the fuck out of here. Like, for real, real? No.
Let me see. You got to
No, dude, for real.
Tell everybody.
It's a photo of Lenny Kravitz saying to Steve, "Let love rule, Lenny Kravitz."
How
no.
How did you do that?
Dude, no. How? Hold on. Do you see this? Can you see this, Rich? You can see this, right?
Is it really authentically signed?
Yes. You signed this. That is so sweet.
It's authentic. It's authentically signed by Fizz.
Thank you. That's what I'm talking about.
If Lenny Kravitz,
that is awesome.
If Fizz was Lenny Kravitz, that's what the signature would look like.
There you go.
Oh, man. That is great.
I knew you would love that.
No, that is awesome. Either way, you know what? From now on, this was signed by Lenny Kravitz.
Exactly. You are the best gift giver ever.
Oh, dude. That is awesome. See, you are a great gift giver. Absolutely. So, all right. So I'm going to have to go down on the scale. I have to go back towards the homo side on the scale, and I got to reciprocate after the show. So just give me a couple of minutes there. That's really all it's going to take, right? Just a couple of minutes.
It feels better to give than to receive.
I don't know about that. I
like
tell
receiving,
you.
But that was an awesome thing.
Dude, this is amazing, really. I so
great,
appreciate
great.
That. Man, and actually, it's funny. I always, like, when I go to his concerts, I'll buy the best tickets I possibly can, and then of course smash my way to the front. So, like, in my wallet, which is just loaded with cash, but in my wallet, you'll appreciate this. Somewhere here, I gotta find it. Here it is, right here. You'll appreciate this. I keep it. Bam, right there. See, I'm holding up an LK. Pick.
He grabbed one of his picks at the show.
Well, I grabbed a lot of things when he was close to me, but this is what I ended up keeping, so I couldn't pull the other things with me. But
did you steal it from him?
Actually, I got a sweaty towel, but of course, there's no way to authenticate like that sweaty towel was actually his.
I don't know. Ask Monica Lewinsky.
Well, that's true. That's true. There might be DNA on the towel. I didn't even think about that.
Of course, there is.
There's definitely okay. So he threw out a towel.
Did you wash it?
Hell no, I didn't wash it. I sleep with it every night, so it probably just has mostly my DNA on it now. I sleep with it under my pillow.
Oh, my
when
goodness.
Will I dream. I'm like, Lenny's coming. He's coming, literally.
Okay,
so I'm just,
you,
I just keep, if you,
you
keep,
close
you know,
enough
because
to
thoughts
the stage,
become actions.
Yes, they come.
I've heard about this. It's the law of vibration or something, somebody's law that, so if I keep saying it. But yes, I was that close. And he basically, I think he gave it to me to actually just go away. He
Were
was
you like in front of him, like,
I had my tattoo, like, in his face, like the whole show. And finally, he was like, yeah, dude, I saw it. The whole fucking show. Great. Put your arm away. And he handed me the towel, and he's like, now will you go back to your seat? He actually said that on the microphone. He's like, here's a towel, go back to your seat. It's like, man, all right, we digress. Dude, that is the world's best.
No, you digress. We just watch it happen.
We're just witnesses to the destruction. All right, so very cool. Well, first and foremost, because we're going to blow right through this last segment here, what's your website? Like, how do people find out more information about you?
Well, for a lot of your clients and people that are on your list, I would recommend signaturesongsbyfizz.com. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're a speaker, if you're somebody that has a message, you should have your own song. Everybody should have their own song. And what I do is I write your song with you. It's not like somebody writing a song for you. We actually write your song together.
Nice.
Because it's your words, it's who you are.
And I have a very sacred, very powerful way I do that. And so my clients are very big, successful people, and they go and speak. And before they even say a word, their song is playing as they're walking on stage, and everyone connects with them.
Wow.
And a song, nothing is more powerful than a song to open up your heart and your mind, and your, and they're ready to receive your message.
You're like jumping out of your chair here, Mary. What's going on?
So, yeah.
That's awesome, Fizz.
For my book, Go With Your Gut, How to Make Decisions You Can Trust, a friend of mine surprised me and had us and wrote the song and recorded it and gave it to me in MP3.
Awesome.
And it's called Go With Your Gut?
It's Trust Yourself.
Trust Yourself. Yeah,
and
I was going to say, because Go With Your Gut's not really a sexy title.
No,
it's like, I mean, for a book it's fine, but for a song, so Trust Yourself.
And did you know that...
Can you sing it by the way? Give us a little verse.
No.
You said you used to be a singer-songwriter.
But we don't sing a cappella.
Okay, give him the guitar. Give
the two
of us. Want my guitar?
Yeah, take the guitar.
I don't play the guitar. Stop, right now.
we have to draw the line somewhere. This is it, right now. Okay, sweet. So... Yes, so signature songs.
Signature songs by fizz.com. And also, my main website is fizzforever.com. F-I-Z, the number 4, ever.com. That's my main website. You can get to all my other websites through that's like my main portal, fizzforever.com. You can hear my music on there.
Yeah, get a signature song for you.
Yeah.
Because you have a great message.
Yeah.
And... it's the coolest thing.
Have you listened to the show? I'm not sure that that's the case.
What? I mean, you obviously inspire people.
Steve is cooler than he realizes. That's why I'm on the show.
Yeah, but you know, let him know that because then look at what we're working on.
It'll go to his head, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm buying the station. It's going to be all Steve all the time on WS Radio.
I'm all for that, by the way. Right? I'll be your biggest fan, man.
Sweet, and you'll be the co-host. So we'll just...
I think you're funny, man. And I think you're sincere, too. And I really respect you. That's why I'm on this show. Seriously, and I mean that because there's a lot of bullshit in the info marketing world. There's a lot of phonies.
Sure.
There's a lot of people that are afraid.
Let's name names.
They're afraid to be themselves.
Yeah,
and I found like right away one of the things I was attracted about you is your sincerity.
Sincerity.
You're a very sincere guy.
Well, I appreciate that.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
The world needs more of that. So
thank you. This has been fun, and we've got about 2 odd minutes left here, and I definitely want you to pick up the guitar because we're going to blow through this, and I want you to take us out of the show with a song as well. And I know we were talking about a specific song that we can take us out with.
Yes.
But anything else you want to add before you share your musical genius with us once again?
I just say, everybody, you're here for a reason. You have special gifts. Don't deny that. Bring your gifts to the world. And it takes courage. And sometimes you really have to make risky moves. Just do that because life is short and that's what you're here to do.
Amen.
And and visit me on Facebook too. I'm under Fizz Anthony, F-I-Z Anthony, and I'll connect with you and I'll hook you up with some Fizz goodies and a whole bunch of cool stuff.
Nice. All right, take us out, my brother.
Okay, so obviously you have this tattoo on you, so I don't really know this song well, but we'll get through it.
Yeah.
Actually, I need...
Gentle as a rose
and love
can conquer anyone.
But it's time to make a stand. Brothers and sisters, John, we got to let love rule.
You gotta do the chorus here.
Let love rule. We got to let love rule.
Let love.
You gotta see.
Rule.
Love
transcends all space and time,
and love
can make a little heart cry.
Yeah.
Can't you see?
Yeah.
We still won't go wrong. To be strong, we can't
Reinvention Radio.
Nice.
For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olshan, visit reinventionradio.com.